This is the BitSmack Podcast for April 28th, 2005.
Live from the secret hole known as Goza's basement, it's Thursday night. Today, I'm kind of hosting the show because RC's a little not present playing Magic. But we've got me, K-Dog, we got Gozer over on my, south. And tonight, we've got a very special guest, Matthew Burbrick, who's across the hall from me.
Yep. How's it going, everybody?
And Burb's never even listened to one of our podcasts, so I don't even know what he expects to get out of this.
He has been in the podcast for his call on favorite Nintendo game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was. I forgot about that.
He was known as Drunken Guy in our podcast, for those of you looking at the show notes, or who made your own show notes, because we don't actually publish them. But Ryan, would you like to take it away?
Well, the question of the week, we didn't put it in the podcast last week, but RC put it on the website. I thought it was a good question. Which series has disappointed its fans more, Star Wars or Star Trek? So we're going to base tonight's episode mostly on what's gone wrong and right with Star Wars and Star Trek. It's kind of appropriate since Star Wars Episode 3 comes out in 4 weeks? Yeah, 3 or 4 weeks.
I don't know.
And Star Trek Enterprise ends in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's over.
So first thing I want to start, Enterprise ending. Now, the show's ending, and I watched last week's episode. If you haven't watched it yet, I'll probably give away a few things you don't want to know about.
Even I watched the episode, because I was at Chris's house one day.
And last week's episode is based on the alternative dark reality, alternate reality of Star Trek.
We'll call it the Ultraverse.
Bizarro World Star Trek, where everybody's bad and everything. Well,
they've done that in everything now.
Well, my problem is, last week's episode, the first 40 minutes, this whole mutiny on the Enterprise and stuff, but 40 minutes in, the original captain's back in control and everybody's one big happy family. So basically, the first 40 minutes of the episode didn't mean squat.
Isn't that what people enjoy nowadays? I mean, look at The Simpsons. 30 minutes after, when the episode's all said and done, it's all back to normal. No matter how many times anyone died or anything like that.
Now, the cool thing is, I did get out my Star Trek chronological book, or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I think I called you a nerd when you did that.
But they talk about in there when the USS Defiant, the Constellation class that they show at the end of Enterprise last week, how it was pulled over into this alternate reality by the Tholians. So I thought that was kind of cool that it actually had some bearing with the Star Trek universe. Mm-hmm. But Enterprise, I thought it was getting better this season, but then they canceled it. I don't know which direction I want to go with Star Trek, but a lot of people are saying, well, maybe it's just time that it gets arrested. Yeah,
this will like be Arrested Development.
This fall will be the first TV season in 18 years that does not have a Star Trek show on.
Wow.
So like. For you guys, you've always had Star Trek on.
Yep.
For me, not so much.
Dude, we're older than 18.
I know, but not much older.
Right.
What, 22?
Yeah,
21?
Like
yeah, both of us.
So, when you were 4, up to the age of 4, all you had was, you had the movies.
That's true.
Ooh. The first Star Trek movie, that was great. Right there, man.
I think the best part of that night when we were watching that episode was, and you got out your book, was when you started walking around the house showing everybody, hey, look, that little monster thing that was on TV was in the book. I'm pretty sure you even showed your little daughters, like, doesn't even know what the book is.
The picture of the Tholian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, to clarify. So to clarify for you people who aren't up on Star Trek like me.
Well, when Enterprise started 4 years ago, I was not too sure about the whole idea. And then they have to have time travel in every episode. The transporters work better in Enterprise than they did in the original series.
Yep.
It just has way too many problems. Their uniforms are so complicated compared to the original series.
The midriss in the new series, now those are pretty complicated.
I like the miniskirts in the original series myself. Well, not for me to wear personally, but...
Hope not. I'm surprised you don't make your wife wear one of those around the house.
I haven't
bought one of those on eBay yet, have you?
I tease her, I want to buy communicators, so you just have to tap your chest and say, computer, or say, Ryan DeTerra.
Now that would be more useful than when you're calling her over Skype from your basement. Anyway, I think we need to get back on topic here. The next point was just a general question. Do we want to go with that next, or how do you want to present this? The idea of which series has disappointed its fans more, Star Wars or Star Trek?
And, you know, after I was starting writing, I just had some brief notes here. I'm going to vote Star Trek. Star Trek gave us a few good movies. It gave us a few good seasons of The Next Generation and DS9. But other than that, it's given us a bunch of bad movies.
That's true.
It's given us a bunch of bad episodes of Voyager and Enterprise. And the first few seasons of The Next Generation are just horrible.
Yeah, they are. I have to agree.
Keep in mind, this is a question of which series has disappointed its fans more. Ryan's not voting Star Trek as a good thing. He's voting it as a bad thing.
I think it has. They had good ideas. The Next Generation, near the end of The Next Generation, everything was looking good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. It got really good.
And DS9 had a rough start, but by the end of DS9, except for the final episode of DS9 blows. Well, the first half is good, but then the second half sucks.
Yeah, I just say, it gets kind of good, and then it just trails off.
And Voyager, I wanted to like Voyager, but...
I wanted to like it, but the show just kept me from it.
I mean,
it would have been better if I hadn't seen it. I could just have you seen Voyager? I have it, but it's awesome.
Like it gets repetitive. I mean, every episode just seems like a sitcom in space almost.
And by the end, they totally castrated the Borg.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, the Borg
castrated it.
They're not.
I didn't know they had genitalia.
Well, they're not these big bad aliens. I mean, big bad. Bad guys by the end of Voyager.
Bad guys.
Yeah.
So
they're not. They seemed like they were just like anybody else.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know. Personally, when they first encountered him in Next Generation and they like couldn't even scratch him, it was kind of more intimidating then.
And now they have that implant so they can't be assimilated.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good thing. I don't want to be assimilated by anyone.
Yeah, that was lame. And then the last movie Star Trek came out with, Nemesis.
Yeah.
Should I say anything more?
Well, yeah, I'm going
to move on.
I wanted to say the new Warbird class looks cool, though.
Yeah.
That's about it, though.
So
that's all I have to say about that.
For good things in Star Trek, 100 for bad things.
But, and for the people listening, I like Star Trek. I watch them whenever it's on. And it reminds me of a comment I heard that Star Trek fans will watch 60 minutes of white noise if it has the word Star Trek attached to it.
Wow.
And I still tape it every day on Spike TV. They show 2 episodes of DS9 and 2 episodes of The Next Generation. I don't catch Voyager too much. And I really want to buy the DVDs, but I'm not going to spend $80 to $100 on them.
Yeah, yeah. That's
don't
ridiculous.
Blame you.
Because I can buy Buffy for $45.
So you can buy several copies of Buffy.
Yeah.
Forget Star Trek.
So, and then Star Wars. Star Wars... People rag on episode 1 and 2, and I think they're fine. I mean, Yoda fighting in episode 2, that was worth the price of admission.
Pretty much, yeah. I thought it was pretty sweet. I don't know. The first one It just had something it was missing. But, I mean, fundamentally, it was a Star Wars movie. But
You gotta make a few bad ones with the good ones. You just can't have
exactly.
Blockbuster hits. Look at The Matrix. Oh my gosh, how many times did we hear about Matrix, when it first came out?
If they would have stopped at the first one.
Dressing up like Neo.
If they would have stopped at the first one, no, they had to make the second one. And if you went to see the second one, you had to see the third one, no matter how bad the second one was, just to see how it turns out.
Huh, kind of like Star Wars, huh?
Well, I told my brother, he asked about seeing the second one. I said, don't even bother with the second one, because then you'll have to see the third one, and they're both not very good.
Well, it's like, if they would have stopped at the first one, everyone would be complaining, why didn't they come out with the second one? Why didn't they come out with the second one? I mean, fans complain forever about not seeing the second one. Well, what'd they expect it to be? Like, some mind-boggling, blow-the-first-one-out-of-the-water kind of movie? I mean, no, you can't have that.
Just like something to be good. The third one, just because you can throw a million things onto the screen all attacking something, doesn't mean it's good. Their final battle with all those, whatever they're called, those octopus things.
Agent Smith? Wait.
That was the second one.
Oh, okay.
But in the little octopus.
In the end of the third one when they're in the big robot things.
Yeah.
The mechs.
Oh, wait. Keep in mind, fans. This is a Matrix giveaway, as if you, Matrix spoilers. For you haven't seen it and are relinquishing the fact that number one was awesome, you don't want to see the second two, don't listen to this podcast.
Definitely.
If you haven't seen the second two by now, don't worry about it.
Your life to start making disclaimers for our show. Warning, this show contains spoilers for Star Trek, Star Wars, Matrix, and partial nudity.
Partial nudity. I'm glad I'm not up there. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I usually do the podcast naked, usual.
Glad my door's shut.
But
so anyway,
let's look at
some kinds of Star Wars.
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back. The best movie in Star Wars.
I'm glad someone else thinks that. I really do, because I really like that movie. I like all three of them. The first, four, five, and six. I really like that one.
Yeah, and the bad thing is, George Lucas, that was the one he had the least amount of his hand in.
Han Solo's frozen in carbonite, Luke gets his hand chopped off and finds out Darth Vader is his father. I've seen that.
Oh, nice spoiler. Hopefully our listeners know that Darth Vader's Luke's father.
Yeah, you never know.
But in Return of the Jedi, we do have Princess Leia in the gold bikini.
That's true.
That's pretty good.
And I love
that chick who was at Celebration 3.
Oh.
There are a couple of chicks dressed up in that gold bikini.
Speaking of Celebration 3, I need to put up the pictures. My friend David went to Celebration 3 in Indianapolis, took some pictures there, and there's this one guy dressed up, picture a stormtrooper, but instead of the helmet, it's Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for that picture.
Great. We'll have to try to get that up on BitSnack so people
I think we're getting really off topic, too. But you also, apparently, you like the action figures and toys, which now have gone completely off the wall and are just so many of them. Was it like that back in your day? I mean, what was it like back then, Ryan?
Back then, you
guys. What's it like to be 100? Did you ride dinosaurs into Kmart to get your toys?
I was 8 when the first one came out, and we started collecting the figures and the toys. I should say collecting. We started buying them. Because we played with them. We didn't leave them in the wrappers. I mean, we played the crap out of them.
No doubt. There's a couple of them without heads. I don't know what happened there.
Well, after Empire Strikes Back came out, you had to
chop Luke's hand off the figure.
No, what we would do is we would take the Hoth outfit, like Han Solo in the Hoth outfit, pack him in a snowball, and throw him at trees. And you do that a few times, and their heads start to pop off.
That's fantastic.
That's good. That's good.
And there goes your $50 Han Solo.
And by the time
takes the value to a couple bucks.
He wasn't worth $50. He was worth like $3.95.
Well, that's what he cost nowadays.
Well, nobody was collecting them back then.
Well, of course not. They just came out. They're only worth what they cost on the shelf.
But by the time Return of the Jedi came out, I was older, and I don't... Did I buy any figures from Return of the Jedi?
You just waited on Mom to buy your brother's toys, and then you just packed them in snowballs again and threw them at the boys.
Didn't everybody do that?
Call in if you packed old Star Wars toys in snowballs through trees. You'll get 5 points for Bit Smack.
What other?
And if you're a girl, you get 10 points.
What other good things of Star Wars are there?
The pod racing scene is pretty good.
Pod racing's a wizard. And that's one thing. The Star Wars movies really did push the envelope of special effects, especially back in 1977 with the first one.
Oh, heck yeah.
And we do have to give props to Star Wars for that, because if we didn't have Star Wars, we would have never had Star Trek the Motion Picture, which gave us Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole science fiction thing would have not been as it wouldn't be as popular today if we didn't have Star Wars in 77.
Remember, nerds, you owe your life to Star Wars. Give it up.
Or how about like the original, like the Hoth scene from Empire Strikes Back when they filmed the whole thing in like a green screen with like a white background?
That was a green screen? He didn't really fly snow speeders? I was gypped.
Well, the snow walkers, the AT-ATs, those are awesome. And you know, I kind of miss them using models for special effects versus everything's computer generated now.
Yeah, it would have been a lot cooler if they'd have found Jar Jar and trained him to speak English.
Okay, we'll put that down in cons of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Jar Jar and the Ewoks. The Ewoks originally were supposed to be like a Wookiee. Big
Ewoks
creatures.
Are awesome. I like Ewoks.
No, that was lame.
They're not as annoying as Jar Jar. Jar Jar talks. Ewoks just make sounds. That's a lot better.
And you guys, have you guys seen the Star Wars Holiday Special?
I can say no, I haven't.
That was just an advertisement for them to sell toys.
You can find it on the net. It's the absolute worst thing you'll ever see in your life.
Did you ever see like the droids computer game?
Did you ever see the Star Wars, what was that? Ewok Adventures?
The cartoon?
No, like the motion picture.
No, it wasn't it a series or something?
I thought it was a cartoon series. It was on Saturday mornings.
It was both.
There was a cartoon.
Yeah, and there was, I don't know, we got something to work. It's like a full motion video. It's a movie, but it's not like, it's with actors.
You're Googling now.
The Ewok Adventure, 1984, on TV.
IMDb.com?
Yep.
I was going to say.
So that, you know, was,
I,
that was
Ewoks, The Battle for Endor, 1985 TV.
I seem to remember watching it, but I can't remember anything about it. And you guys got to understand, back at the time, this was 84, we didn't have a VCR.
Beta?
We didn't have anything. So it was a whole different experience back then.
How'd you record your shows daily?
You didn't.
Well, you actually had to be home to watch things?
Well, you only had 3 channels to watch anyway, so...
I need my DVR for those 3 channels.
You youngins have it so easy nowadays with your DVDs.
What are you talking about?
You have DVDs.
What are you talking about? Let me get my PDA cell phone out.
Anyway, look for the Star Wars Holiday Special. I'm sure you can find it online somewhere. George Lucas would have hoped to have every copy burned, but...
He can't get away that easily.
That's crazy.
Now, my complaint with the first movie, to get us back on topic, was adding those midichlorians to be able to measure how much of the force somebody has in them. What's up with that?
I don't know.
That just bugs me.
Does it? How much does it bug you?
A lot. That the force is not this intangible thing around us, but just things that are in our body. Does that mean you can inject them in there?
Of course.
Like illegal enhancements. Does the Jedi Order have like rules against illegal midichlorian enhancements?
I have no idea. You have to let me know sometime.
Okay, as soon as they call me up to join, I'll let you know.
No, I found the holiday special, but the site won't let you download it anymore. Yeah. It even makes notes that George Lucas wants to hunt down every copy of it with a blowtorch. Looks like my elite hacks or skills of Googling aren't gonna go so hot for this one. Also found some character design sketches. Anyway,
you might have
a podcast.
You might have to go to your PTP client to P2P client.
PTP, my PCP client. Get my drugs on. So what do we got next in the notes here?
Well, I was wondering if you guys had any other bad things about Star Wars.
Star Wars, huh? No, I love every minute of it, to be honest with you.
I would have to agree.
Yeah, that's why I say Star Trek's disappointed fans more, because... But...
Well, there's just... Well, go ahead.
Star Wars doesn't have as much footage. They don't have as many incarnations as Star Trek.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Because there's been so many more Star Trek movies and, you know, series.
So many crappy Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
Which one was the ramming, not the ramming speed, going manual? Shoot, which one was that? It was with Picard and on the planet of the Fountain of Youth. Crap, I can't even remember which Star Trek movie that was.
Generations?
No, it was after that. Generations. What was after Generations?
Next Generations.
Oh, shoot.
It's going to bug the crap out of me now.
Oh, crap, I got to look it up.
You want to phone a friend? We could call up Craig Maloney, probably. Knows.
Insurrection.
Yeah, that's what I think again. Yeah.
Which was an odd-numbered movie, so you know it's going to suck. But then, the even-numbered movies are supposed to be awesome, and they held that out pretty well until they got the Star Trek Nemesis, which was Star Trek 10.
Wow.
Anyway, future of Star Trek. This will be the first year in 18 years without a Star Trek series on the air.
And, you already mentioned that.
And an interesting thing I saw on, I think it was Slashdot, Scott Bakula got the impression that Enterprise, the cast, would be used for the next Star Trek movie.
So I don't know
what they're going to do about that now.
I was hoping they'd stop using, like, characters from Next Generation. Maybe, like, something from, maybe from Deep Space Nine.
I would like to see one based on Deep Space Nine myself. But that'll never happen.
Nah, they pretty much wrapped that up pretty good. And as for Voyager, I mean, they got home. Not that Maury can do with that.
Now, one interesting rumor that was going around before Enterprise came out was that they would do a Star Trek, like Starfleet Academy, and make it like Smallville in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that teeny bopper feeling. And I always thought that would be so cool. Because at DS9, they left, remember Miles O'Brien was leaving to teach at Starfleet Academy.
Yeah, he was going there.
So that could have been the tie-in to the next series. But nothing ever came of it.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. I'd like to see about how things go on Earth a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that'd be kind of cool.
And they could, I mean...
I always want to know what goes on at Earth.
They could do it after the Next Generation, that time period there, so they don't have to worry about messing things up. They can still have guest spots where Captain Janeway comes in. The Borg.
Admiral Janeway.
Oh, yeah. And the Borg. Because I think the Borg are in Starfleet now. The future of Star Wars. George Lucas has said that they're going to have a TV series. Now, it's supposed to take place between episodes 3 and 4. And I don't know if it'll be any good or not.
What are they going to do?
The jury's still out on that one.
I don't know. Now George was really, he was really involved with the Young Indiana Jones series, and I like the Young Indiana Jones series, but it didn't get the ratings either, and it was an expensive show to film. But George Lucas can do all the special effects now, and they could probably make a TV series pretty cheap. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. And they're supposed to do a 3D computer-generated show based on the Clone Wars shorts. And I haven't heard anybody say anything about the Clone Wars shorts that have been on Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network? Yeah.
I thought they were making a second series.
Yeah.
Well, they did come out on DVD, and it was labeled the Volume 1 of the DVD series.
So that should be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So
keyword should be.
Did you watch anybody ever watch any of those Clone Wars shorts?
I watched a couple of them.
And yeah, they were pretty good.
It was annoying only being 20 minutes each or whatever.
20 minutes? They were like three.
Yeah, they're only three minutes. They're 20 minutes if you watched. You probably watched them when they showed them all at once.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Because that's when I watched them.
So upon looking through some of this old stuff, looking for the holiday special, Gozer, did you ever eat C-3PO cereal?
C-3POs! They're like Cheerios, aren't they? Weren't they like Cheerios?
They're packed with vitamins, according to the article and the screenshots I've got from the commercial here.
Ooh, there's a message in my alphabets. It says, and ooh.
Those are Cheerios. It says, a new force at breakfast. In the final scene of C-3PO's. That's funny. And apparently they ran some Star Wars anti-smoking commercials. And at the end, the last screen has R2 and C-3PO saying, a message from a distant galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, R2-D2 and C-3PO were in about everything back then. And you got to remember,
changed?
Once the movies left the theater, you weren't able to go rent it or anything. So you were stuck. You couldn't watch it at all.
We're going to put the site in the show notes. It's pretty good. But beware, there's a pop-up ad.
And if you're using Internet Explorer without a pop-up blocker, you deserve to get them.
you should go commit suicide now. Or at least update to Service Pack 2. Jeez, people.
I haven't done it yet.
You haven't updated to Service Pack 2? No. Anyway.
Okay, we're coming up here on 28 minutes, so.
Oh, man. All right, let's go on to the news rants.
Oh, here, I don't have any rants, so I'm just going to play an intro for the news.
Okay,
station.
Let's just play the rest of our intros, and then we'll just do closing.
Not much in news.
Play that song.
Big thing out is Serenity, the movie based on Joss Whedon's Firefly show, is now out, and it looks incredible. I'm actually almost more excited about it than I am Episode 3.
Wow.
Did you say that
on the air?
If you haven't watched Firefly, either beg, borrow, don't steal.
We did not promote stealing on the Bismack podcast.
The Firefly DVDs. It gets the spousal seal of approval. The spousal seal of approval.
Oh, wow.
That means the wife likes it. When Firefly was shown on Fox, Fox decided to show them out of order. I wasn't too impressed with the show when it first aired, but I thought, I'm going to keep watching because I was a big Joss Whedon fan after Buffy and Angel. Watching them in order on the DVDs, it's an awesome show. So they have 13 episodes on DVD. You should be able to pick that up pretty cheap. It's well worth to buy it. Two thumbs up.
I've almost bought it because I have extra money laying around. Damn.
Buy it and watch it.
I will.
Serenity doesn't come out until September 30th.
Actually, I just borrowed off you, but anyway.
Oh, that's true. No, I'm rewatching them right now.
So? You still have my Evangelion set.
Oh, yeah, I got to get through that, too. That comes out September 30th, but right now you can go to thequicktime.com/trailers and watch that trailer. We'll put that in the show notes, too. You keep track of these?
I'm trying. So what we're playing, let's move on to that. You got music for that? I don't remember.
Yeah, here we go. I haven't played anything this week.
I played World of Warcraft, I think, one day, and...
I thought that was like a career.
Yeah, I know. I should be getting paid for it soon, but they haven't started yet. Anyway, I'm also playing... I'm still trying to play, like, Beatmania 2 Key Deluxe, but, you know, it's not happening.
Burb, what have you been playing?
Well... I was playing World of Warcraft before Keaton interrupted me and says, like, hey, come join the podcast.
Yeah, I'm a jerk.
What do you do, beat ya?
But other than that, so then I picked up Gran Turismo 4. I've been playing that quite a bit, too. Also...
Gran Turismo 4 2?
Version 2. And for my... Game Boy, I've been playing Pokemon Fire Red, just for some fun.
Isn't that a career? Don't they come out with a new Pokemon game every 3 months or something or less?
Yep, Emerald comes out May 1st.
Yeah, and I was playing around with your Pokemon game today, too.
Yes, you were.
Picking it up. So, in closing, do we have a theme song for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'll play I'll play the rant song. I tell you, for this podcasting stuff.
Oh, let me put my electric guitar away now.
For this podcasting stuff, GarageBand's the best piece of software ever.
That's GarageBand, Apple.com.
Bitsmack will be at the Apple Store at Easton in Columbus tomorrow for the. Release of Apple Macintosh Mac OS 10.4.
And Tiger.
We're taking down
any, like, Tiger sounds you can play for that?
That would have been cool.
On a segment we'll call When Geeks Attack.
I'll have the iRiver down there, and we'll have a couple mics, and we'll be actually interviewing people, so that should be pretty cool. And then afterwards, we're going to see Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So we're going to try to put up another podcast this weekend. So if you're still going to the website to listen to these, you can go and download, go to iPodder.org, and you can download a program that will automatically download whenever new podcasts come up.
Better yet, don't, so we get more hits.
No, it still counts as a hit when they download.
All right, even better.
Yeah, but that way, if we put up a special one not on Thursday nights, you won't miss it.
So remember, kids, download more programs so we get more hits. And you'll get a point for Bitsmack.
And also...
Vote for us at PodcastAlley.com.
Who is that supposed to be?
Do you like that?
Vote for us at PodcastAlley.com.
That's GarageBand with the male-to-female converter.
Vote for us at PodcastAlley.com. Vote for us at PodcastAlley.com.
Is that going to be our closing music?
No. But vote for us at PodcastAlley.com. We've only got 12 votes, people. Over 50 people downloaded the show last week. So I know there's more people out there that haven't voted yet. So
I got 12 votes for K-Dog's Snoring Podcast. I update daily.
And, as always, feedback can be sent to us at bitsmack@gmail.com or the Bitsmack line at 206-222-BITS.
We didn't have anyone call in this week, did we?
I don't know. I don't have access to that. So
good one.
You blame that on RC.
We'll beat RC later.
206-222-2487. So I'd like to thank K-Dog and the Burb for showing up tonight with us.
You're welcome.
As always, we're out of here.